谢主，李良弟兄给我们做了一个很美好的见证。他提醒我们，主耶稣对我们说，若有人要跟从我，就要舍己，天天背起十字架来跟从他。所以这十字架呢，是必须要天天背起来才能够跟从主。为什么我这么说呢？其实这首诗歌呢，礼拜五的时候呢，我就跟李良弟兄讲了。讲如果他礼拜六呢，他去看车的时候呢，一直唱了这首诗歌的话，他就能够经历到主荣耀的释放。所以盼望早晨我们一同来交通主的话语的时候，我们能够在这一周当中也来默想主的话，好像我们也能够在这一周当中来经历主荣耀的释放。请我们先读几处的经文。我们请先翻到约翰福音，约翰福音第二十章。约翰福音第二十章，我们要读九，从二十九节读到三节。约翰福音二十章第二十九节，耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信，那没有看见就信的有福了。耶稣在门徒面前另外行了许多神迹，没有记在这书上，但记这些事，叫你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且叫你们信了他，就可以因他的名得生命。我们要再读约翰福音十章十节。我相信弟兄姐妹都应该已经背了约翰福音十章十节。主耶稣说，这下半节主耶稣说，我来了是要叫人得生命，并且得得更丰盛。盼望弟兄姐妹，我们都能够把这句话，比如说这句话，存记在我们心里，这成为我们在这地上蒙恩以后的一生的一个目标。照着主所应许我们的，让我们能够得着一个丰盛的生命。我们接下来要读约翰福音第五章。约翰福音第五章，我们从第一节读到第九节。这事以后，到了犹太人的一个节期，耶稣就上耶路撒冷去。在耶路撒冷靠近羊门有一个池子，希伯来话毕士大，旁边有五个子，里面躺瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的许多病人，有古井在此等候水动，因为有天使按时下池子搅动那水，水动之后谁先下去无论害什么病就痊愈了。在那里有一个人病了三十八年，耶稣看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说，你要痊愈吗？病人回答说，先生，水动的时候没有人把我放在池子里，我正去的时候就有别人比我先下去。耶稣对他说，起来拿你的褥子走吧。那人立刻痊愈，就拿起褥子来走了。那天是安息日。
Sometime later Jesus went up to Jerusalem for one of the Jewish festivals. Now there is in Jerusalem near the sheep goat a pool, which which is in Aramaic is called Bethesda, which is in, surrounded by five covered colonnades. Here, a group of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed. One who was there has been an invalid for 38 years. When Jesus saw him laying there and learned that he had been in this condition for a long time, he asked him, "Do you want to get well?" "Sir," the invalid replied, "I have no one to help me into the pool when the water is stirred. While I am trying to get in, someone else goes down ahead of me." Then Jesus said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk." At once the man was cured. He picked up his mat and walked. The day on which this took place was on the Sabbath.
我们下一处要读罗马书第六章。
Book of Romans, chapter 6.
罗马书六章，我们读四到七节。
Verse 4-7.
所以我们借着洗礼归入死，和他一同埋葬，原是叫我们一举一动有新生的样式，像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。我们若在他死的形状上与他联合，也要在他复活的上与他联合。因为知我们的旧人和他同钉十字架，使罪赦灭绝，叫我们不再做罪的奴仆，因为已死的人是脱离了罪。
We were therefore buried with him through baptism into death, in order that Jesus as Christ were raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live in a new life. For if we have been unified with him in a death like his, we will certainly also be unified with him in a resurrection like his. For we know that our old flesh was crucified with him, so that the body ruled by sin might be done away with, that we shall no longer be slaves to sin, because anyone who had died has been set free from sin.
我们再读加拉太书第六章。
Galatians chapter 6.
加拉太书六章十四节。
Verse 14.
早晨有几位弟兄祷告的时候都引用到这一节圣经。
A couple of brothers and sisters used this verse during a service.
加拉太书六章十四节，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。因这十字架，就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has become crucified to me, and I to the world.
我们最后一处再请翻到马太福音第十一章。
Matthew chapter 11.
马太福音十一章，我们读二十八到三十节。
Verse 28-30.
这段主耶稣说：“凡劳苦担重担的人，可以到我这里来，我就使你们得安息。我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的事，这样你们心里就必得享安息。因为我的轭是容，我的担子是轻省的。”
Come to me.All you who have weary and unburdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light.
好，请我们再有点祷告。
Let's pray.
我们早晨还要仰望你的恩典。
Lord, we look upon your mercy this morning.
我们求你越过人一切的软弱。
May you go over all our weaknesses.
主，你在我们灵里头亲自来向我们说话。
Speak to our souls.
主，因为你的话就是灵，就是生命。
Because your word is spirit, is life.
主，就是我们属灵生命的粮食。
It is our living bread.
我求早晨你再喂养我们。
May you feed us this morning.
主，好叫我们的生命能够更加的丰盛。
So that our life will be more abundant.
能够叫你在我们身上的心意得着满足。
And may your will be done.
你叫荣耀归你的主。
And we give all glory to our Lord.
听我们祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名。
Hear our ear in the name of Jesus.
Amen. 我们刚刚开始读约翰福音第二十章，那里乃是发生在主耶稣复活之后向门徒显现的一次事件。
And the event which is read is after Lord resurrected. That is one of his signs.
当主耶稣复活之后向门徒显现有一次向门徒显现的时候他的门徒多马不在场、
One of the time when Lord appeared to his disciples one of his disciples Thomas was not there
当那些看见复活主的门徒们向多马做这样的见证说他们见到复活的主耶稣
When other disciples testify that they have seen the Lord
多马不相信
And Thomas didn't believe
后来再一次门徒们聚在一起的时候
And later when the disciples got together
多马也在场
And Thomas was there
主耶稣就向这位不信的多马说你来用你的指头来刺入我的枪伤
And the Lord said to Thomas Here put your finger in my side
来探入我的肋旁
And into my side
那时候多马说主啊
And Thomas said Lord I believe
多马就对他说你因看见了我才信那没有看见就信的有福了
So Lord said to him Because you have seen me And you have believed Blessed are those who have not seen me yet have believed
兄姐妹我们知道当主耶稣在2000年前复活的时候
We all know when the Lord resurrected 2000 years ago
曾经多次也向许多的门徒们显现
He appeared to his disciples many times
他们曾经亲眼看见这位复活的主耶稣
And they all seen our Lord who resurrected in person
但在这里主让我们看见有一个特别的福
And now here we say there is a special blessing
主说那没有看见就信的有福了
And the Lord says blessed are those who have not seen me
这指的哪一些人呢
And then who's those people
当然也包括我们在内
Of course include us
所以我们没有用肉眼看见这位复活的主耶稣
Even though we in our naked eye we haven't seen him
但是因着圣灵赐给我们信心叫我们能够相信复活的主耶稣
But by the faith that the Holy Spirit gave to us so we believe is resurrected
主耶稣说那没有看见就信的有福了
And the Lord says blessed are those who have not seen me
那这里讲到没有看见就信的是什么意思呢
And what does it mean they have not seen me but believed
那就是发生在我们身上的一个故事
This is a story which happened to us
在不同的时间里头
In a different time
圣灵在我们心里头来工作
And the Holy Spirit work in our heart
到了有一天
Until a day
所以我们肉眼从来没有见过这位复活的主
Even our naked eye never seen our Lord who's resurrected
但是圣灵在里头叫我们因着门徒们所做的见证
But the Holy Spirit will lead us and then for the testimony that the disciples had
特别是这些记在圣经里头的主耶稣所行过的这些事
And then especially these miracles that Lord performed that is recorded by the disciples
因着门徒们所做的见证圣灵叫我们能够相信
Because of the witnesses that the disciples written that we will believe.
那我们就蒙了这些的福。
So we will receive this special blessing.
就成了那没有看见就信的人。
And then we become the people who have not seen but believed.
所以在过去在2000年的教会历史当中。
In the history of, in the church history in the past 2000 years.
看见圣灵也借着许许多多在没有看见就信的人向那些不信的人所做的见证
And then we see many testimonies those people who have not seen the Lord but they believed
叫更多的人虽然没有看见但是他们也信
For more people who also haven't seen the Lord but they also believed
所以神约翰在这里接着讲说耶稣在他门徒面前另外行了许多的神迹
So the Apostle John says when Jesus did more signs in the presence of his disciples
当然我们知道主耶稣所行的每一件事情都是神迹
We know in every single performance from the Lord they are all miraculous
因为神迹简单来讲就是神所做的事
And then the miracle which is the work that God has done
那这些神迹乃是不表号
And those are just a sign
乃是把我们带到这位行神迹的面前
And it lead us to before God who performed those signs
所以约翰在这里说虽然主行了许多的事情不能够全部记在这本书上
And so John says here even though Lord performed many miracles but it's not recorded in this book
但记这些事记在约翰福音里头这些事情或者记在整本圣经里头这些主所行的事情还是要叫我们信耶稣是基督是神的儿子
But those are written that we may believe that Jesus is the Messiah the Son of God
并且叫我们信了他能够因他的名得生命
And that by believingWe might have life in His name.
得着什么生命呢
What kind of life we have?
还是得着主自己的生命
The life of the Lord Himself.
主说乃是要得的更丰盛
And the Lord says you will receive it abundantly. We know in the whole book of John there was a keywords.
这个就是叫我们能够的约翰所记载的这些事情。
And then through events that John recorded,
叫我们认识耶稣是基督, 是神的儿子,
that we may know that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
他乃是那父神怀里的独生爱子。
He is the begotten Son in the bosom of the Father.
他将这位人所看不见的父, 能够完全地表明出来。
And then he will reveal the glory of Father who has not seen.
所以道成了肉身, 住在我们中间。 充充满满的有恩典有真理。
So he is the Word become flesh, and he dwells among us, and with truth and grace.
使徒约翰做见证说，我们见过他的荣光，正是父独生子的荣光。
And then John testified, and we have seen his glory, the glory of the Father.
所以主记得他在地上的这三十多年的生活里头。
And through his more than 30 years life.
他把这位人所看不见的父神完全地表明出来。And
he reveals the life of the Father.
叫人因着看见他就看见了父。So
that when we see him, we see the Father.
我们听见他就听见了。When
we hear him, we hear from the Father.
我们摸着了他就摸。When
we touch him, we touch the Father.
与他联合，我们就与父神联合。We
unify with him, we unify with the Father.
这里让我们看见约翰福音里头最宝贵的一件事。
And we see a very precious event here.
我们不仅能够信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子。
We not only believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God.
而且我们能够得着他自己的生命。
But we will receive the life from him.
我们能够与他完全的联合。
We will completely unify with him.
我们与三而一神也完全的联合。
So we will be unified with the Trinity God.
因着得到他的生命。
Because we receive his life.
圣灵还要在我们身上来继续的工作。
And then the Holy Spirit will continue works in us.
继续的来喂养。
And then he will
Us.
And so that with our life in the Lord will be more abundantly.
And we will
grow up the stature of Christ.
And then one
Lord testimony.
这也就是我们常常说的, 神给教会的托就是耶稣基督的见证。
This is what we say is the entrustment from the Lord.
我们为主做见证, 不是在外面我们能够为主做些什么事。
To testify our Lord is not outwardly we will do something for the Lord.
乃是让主的生命从我们的身上能够彰显出来。But
reveal the life of the Lord through us.
让主的生命能够从我们生活当中能够流露出来。That
is the life from the Lord and it will be revealed from our lives.
来叫我们能够顺着这生命的感觉在地上来过我们的生活。So
that we live, follow his life.
就早上我们愿意继续和弟兄们来看约翰福音所记载主耶稣所行的第三个神迹。
So this morning I will fellowship with you the third sign that Lord performed.
就记载在约翰福音第五章这里。
It's in John chapter 5.
这个神迹它所发生的地点和头两个神迹不太一样。
The location is different than the first two signs.
它乃是发生在撒冷。
It was in Jerusalem.
我们知道头两个神迹，主耶稣所行的神迹，正在迦拿。
You know the first in Cana.
它是在加利利海的附近。
It's nearby a Lake Galilee.
那这里让我们看见，过了一段时间以后，主耶稣就到了耶路撒冷去。
And here, sometime later, Jesus went up to Jerusalem.
那这时是犹太人的一个节期。
Because this is one of the Jewish festivals.
这里说到主耶稣在 耶路撒冷那里有一个羊门。
Here was a gate called Sheep Gate.
也有读圣经的弟兄给我们翻译说，这是一个像是一个羊的一个市场。
Oh, here probably is the market to trade sheep.
当然就是讲到说，我们知道在从前旧约的律法里头，他们要献祭给神。
Under the law in the Old Testament, they have to sacrifice to the Lord.
所以这里很有可能就是他们要献祭给神的羊呢，就经过这个羊门，就到这个一个羊所聚集的一个地方。
Maybe the sheep who was sacrificed and it have to go through the gate.
他们在那里要来献这个羊给神。
And they prepare and for the sacrifice.
这边讲到说在这羊门里面有五个廊子。
And here says at the sheep gate there is five five colonnades.
这里有一个池子叫做毕士大。
There is a pool is called Bethesda.
这毕士大乃是希伯来话。
Bethesda is in Aramaic.
如果没有记错的话，这毕士大这个池子的名字应该在圣经中在这里是唯一所记载的。
If I'm not wrong, probably the Bethesda is the only time I recorded here.
所以在这里我们看见说，在那个池子的那里，在篮子池子旁边的篮子那里呢，里面躺着许多瞎眼的、瘸腿的，还有血气枯干的病人。
And then in the five covered colonnades, there are a great number of disabled people used to lie, the blind, the lame, the paralyzed.
在这里，主耶稣行了一个神迹，医治了一个病了38年的一个瘫子。
Lord performed a sign, healed a paralyzed man who was sick 38 years.
这也蛮稀奇的，圣经有记录这个病人的名。
It's amazing the Bible didn't record his name.
我想是跟我们有关系。
And probably it's related to us.
所以我们看见主在地上的时候，虽然医治了许多的病人。
Even though Lord healed many people who were sick.
因为这里圣灵特别感动约翰，把这个在毕士大旁边病了38年的这个瘫子蒙了医治的这件事记下来了。
But the Holy Spirit touched John, but he recorded this one who was paralyzed but was cured.
我想有两个至少有两个原因。
I think there will be two reasons.
第一乃是这个神迹发生的地点。
And then first of all is the location.
我们看见这乃是在耶路撒冷。
We see it's in Jerusalem.
我们知道耶路撒冷乃是神拣选立他名的地方。
We know Jerusalem is the place that Lord selected the place for His name to place His name.
当神将他的律法还有律例典章借着摩西启示给他的百姓的时候。
When Lord revealed Himself through Moses to His people.
在那里，神就把他的心意透露出来。
God revealed His heart desire to them.
神乃是告诉他的百姓以色列，他在他的应许地里头，他拣选了一个地方，乃是要立他的名。
And then God taught His people that He had chosen a place to put His name.
立他名的这什么意思呢？
What does it mean to put his name?
讲到神的名还是说到神的见证。
When we're talking about the name of the Lord and it means his testimony.
当然也说到神的同在。
Of course it's his presence.
在这里我们看见到后来我们主就显明在列王记上十一章那边主就显明了说他所立他名的地方就是这耶路撒冷。
In the first king that Lord says and then Jerusalem the city where I choose to put my name.
其实当大卫从神那里得到启示的时候
When David received the revelation from the Lord
我们知道大卫心里头就明白耶路撒冷是神立他名的地方
And David and that Jerusalem is the city that where Lord put his name
所以当大卫做王他就要攻打耶路撒冷
As soon as David was the king and he will go to take Jerusalem
因为大卫乃是一位合神心意的人
Because David he has followed the heart of the Lord
这合神心意来讲到他是为着神的心意
That means he does things for the Lord
所以他要攻取耶路撒冷乃是为着叫神能够得着一个立他名的地方
He take Jerusalem in order to let God to put his name
所以在耶路撒冷应该是有神的见证
And then Jerusalem is supposed to have the testimony of the Lord
我们从先知撒加利亚书那里我们看见主耶稣耶和华神说他要做耶路撒冷的火城。
From prophet Zechariah we see the Lord says I will be the fire of the city.
并要做其中的荣耀。
And I will be its glory within.
我们看见耶和华神他亲自要为耶路撒冷城做一个他的保护。
And then you see that the Lord has and he will be the protection for the city.
而且他要与耶路撒冷城同在。
And he will be the city.
他用他的荣耀来充满这个城。
And he will fill his glory in the city.
什么意思呢？
What does it mean?
就外面四围的仇敌远远都能够看见是神的见证。
So we know the enemy around the city, they will know that's the testimony of the Lord.
神的同在在他的选民当中。
God's presence is among his people.
今天神的教会也同样是应该是神的见证
Today the church is the testimony of the Lord
因为圣经以弗所书告诉我们教会是他的身体是基督的身体是要充满万有者所充满的
And then in Ephesians it says the church is his body and it's the fullness of him who fills everything in every way
所以我们看见在当时耶路撒冷 成主耶稣在地上的时候耶路撒冷的当时的光景。
So we see the situation that when Lord was there, the situation of the Jerusalem.
虽然那时候的圣殿已经重建。
Maybe even though the temple was rebuilt.
而且是非常的雄伟壮观。
It was great.
是花了46年才造起来的。
It took them 46 years.
所以有一次当主的和他的门徒来到了耶路撒冷。
This, when Lord and his disciples went to Jerusalem.
门徒因着这个雄壮观的那个圣殿，他就叫主耶稣看。
And the disciples pointed the granted temple to the Lord.
哎呀，那个门徒们实在是看到说这实在是太壮观了。
And the disciples said, and then how grand it.
所以如果从外面来看，这物质的圣殿在当时来讲是非常好像非常的华丽。
Outwardly, in physical, the temple was great.
但是我们看见它的里面却是躺着瞎眼的、瘸腿的，还有血气枯干的许多病人。
But inside, it laid many blind, lame, and paralyzed.
这里实在是叫我们也应该来省察我们自己。
So we would examine ourselves.
我们看见神的教会在地上应该是神荣耀的见证。
We see the church on earth is supposed to be the glory of the Lord. I mean, the testimony of the Lord.
那我们看见今天在地上神的教会的光景，实际的光景在神的眼中是如何呢
？And then what is our in reality?
当我想到在启示录第三章那里，在那里责备拿比勒的时候
，It reminded me in Revelation chapter 3 when Lord rebuked the church in Laodicea.
在当时拿比勒教会。他自我的感觉很好。
The church in Laodicea, they felt very good.
他说我是富足的，已经发了财，一样都不缺。
He says, I am rich, I have acquired wealth and do not need a thing.
这是老底嘉教会对自己的一个感觉和认识。
That's the church in Laodicea, that's what they felt.
但是呢，在七个金灯台中间行走的主。
But the Lord who's walking the seven golden lamp.
眼光如火焰的这位主。
And the Lord whose eyes like fire.
他却说，拉底家教会在神眼中的光景乃是困苦、可怜、贫穷、瞎眼，是赤身露体。
In the eyes of the Lord, the church in Laodicea, the real situation they are wretched, pitiful, poor, blind, and naked.
弟兄姐妹，圣灵感动约翰，把这个神迹记在约翰福音里头。
The Spirit touched.John to record this sign.
我相信其中一个原因提醒今天神会。
I believe one of the reasons is he wants to remind the church today.
我们应该是神在地上的见证。
We are to be the testimony of the Lord on earth.
而神所要得着的，并不是外面的一个情形。
And what we would like to gain is not what we do outwardly.
主乃是要看见我们里面真实的光景。
And he wants to see the situation, the status in within us.
对，这是我想这个神迹被记在这里的一个其中一个原因。
I think this is one of the reasons, and John recorded this.
第二个原因，我们看见在旧约以色列神的选民当中，他们并没有能够享受神所应许的安息。
Secondly, in the Old Testament, we see the Israelites they didn't enjoy the rest from the Lord.
因为我们刚刚提到。这个神迹的地点是耶路撒冷。
We just mentioned the location was in Jerusalem.
而这个神迹的时间呢，乃是安息日。
The time was on Sabbath.
所以我们看见当时他的仆人摩西借着他的大能，把神的百姓从埃及文奴之地拯救。
When Lord take his people out of Egypt through Moses.
我们经里面如果有。不熟悉的话，回去可以读一下出埃及记。
And if you're not familiar, you can read the book of Exodus.
你看见神的百姓实在是亲眼也亲身经历到神的大能和神迹。
You know God's people, they have seen, they have experienced God's power and His miracles.
但是当神把他们过了红海，带到离开埃及之后。
But after they passed the Red Sea and then they were out of Egypt,
神乃是叫他的百姓知道说，神为他们预备了一个应许之地。
God told his people he prepared a promised land.
这是他与他们先祖亚伯拉罕已经立了约的。
And that is the covenant land to their ancestor Abraham.
神带他们离开埃及不是目的。
It's not the purpose for God to just take them out of the Egypt.
离开埃及的目的乃是要进入迦南应许之地。
The purpose of Egypt is to enter the promised land, Canaan.
就像今天神把我们从里头拯救出来。
It's like today, Lord saved us out of the world.
那不是神拯救我们的目的。
That is not the purpose He saved us.
而神拯救我们的目的是什么呢？
What is the purpose He save us?
是要带领我们进入基督的里头。
He will take us into Christ.
叫我们能够在基督里享受神一切的丰盛。
So we will enjoy all the fullness in Christ.
因为神一切本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里。
Because all the fullness of Lord are formed in Christ.
所以我们看见当神的百姓以色列离开了埃及之后
，We know God's people when they left Egypt.
他们原本应该。读圣经的弟兄告诉我们应该在两年以内就可以到了神所应许的迦南地
Some biblical scholars tell us they supposed to go to the promised land within 2 years
但是当神这个摩西差遣那探子去窥探那应许地的时候
When Moses sent spies to go to examine the promised land
我们看中十位探子他们因着不相信
Ten of them, because they live in the Lord.
他们不相信神能够把他们带到迦南地，得着那地为业。
They didn't believe that Lord can take them to the promised land to receive the land.
这十个探子就像神的百姓报了恶信。
So these ten spies they reported the negative information.
就是那地实在是像神所应许的，真是流奶与蜜之地，真是很好。
The land was like what Lord says. It was with honey and milk.
但是那地的仇敌啊，太可怕了。
But the enemy were giant.
个个都像巨人。
They were giant.
不是一个哥利亚。
It's not only one Goliath.
一大堆哥利亚。
There's a bunch of Goliath.
我们在他面前就像蚱蜢一样。
We were just laid like a grasshopper in front of them.
就因为报这个恶信，造神的百姓。心都消化
Because those negative report and God's people's heart was dissolved.
因着他们不信的缘故
Because their unbelief.
他们就在那大而可畏的旷野里头绕行了38年
So they lived in the wilderness for 38.
他们不能够进入神的应许地
They cannot enter the promised land.
不能够在那里享受神所应许的安息
And they couldn't enjoy the rest.
我们看见后来虽然神借着耶稣养把这新生的一代带他们进入了神的应许迦南地
Later on even though Joshua take them into the promised land
但是我们看见在外面来看他们的确是到了神应许的美地
Outwardly they indeed entered the promised land
那他们享受了神的安息了吗
Did they enjoy the rest from the Lord
希伯来就告诉我们他们还没有能够进入神所应许的安息。
Book of Hebrews tells us they did not enter.
希伯来书第四章第六节告诉我们说，若是耶稣啊已经叫他们享了安息，后来神就不再提别的日子了。
In Hebrews, it says if Joshua have given them rest, God would not spoken later.About another day.
虽然耶稣亚率领以色列人在征战，在迦南战里头，他们得胜。
Even though they won the battle.
他们虽然在外面的征战里头，他们得着了胜利。
And then they won the victory outwardly.
虽然得着了那些地为他们的产业。
They inherited the land.
但是我们看见他们却在那看不见的属灵征战里头，他们失败了。
But they failed in the invisible spiritual battle.
他没有完全照着主的吩咐来征战，来得那地为业。
They didn't fight, by God's instruction.
最后我们看见他们里面因着里面的问题。
But because the problem within them.
所以你看，没多久之后就进到那士师记黑暗、失败、软弱的光景里。
Not long later, and they will enter in the weakness and the dark age.
所以后来就一个非常稀奇的一个情形。
And there becomes a amazed situation.
神的选民虽然在神的应许地上面生活
，Even though God's people live in the promise,
但是他们却是被压制的。
But they were constrained.
他们却是受捆绑。
But they were bounded.
思维的仇敌在那里压制他们，在那里捆绑他们。
Their enemy who around us bounded them.
所以我想，这是另外的原因。圣灵感动约翰把这个神迹记在这里。
So I think this is another reason that the Holy Spirit moved John to record this miracle.
在旧约的时候，神的百姓没有能够进入神的安息。
In the Old Testament, God's people didn't enter the rest of the Lord.
今天我们是神的儿女。
Today we are children of God.
神要借着他的爱子耶稣基督在十字架所成就的救恩。
And then by his begotten son, what he accomplished, the salvation he accomplished.
他要带领我们，叫我们能够来享受他所应许的安息。
He will guide us and let us to enjoy the rest that he promised.
所以这里我们看到说，这两个方面是我们今天早晨愿意借着这段神迹，我们一同来思想。
This is the two points that we would like to meditate and this sign.
一个是神立他名方。
And the first is the location that Lord put his name.
是神的安息。
And the second God's rest.
所以我们看见在这里讲到这个神迹的时间乃是发生在安息日。
We see this, he performed this miracle is on Sabbath.
我们知道当创世纪第一章让我们看见当神做完了他创造的工作的时候他就歇了他的工。
In Genesis we see when Lord finished his work and he rested.
神就安息。
He rested.
但是我们看见很不幸的人很快就堕落了。
Unfortunately, man fall very soon.
神就开始做他恢复的工作。
And God started to his work of restoration.
神要把堕落的族类恢复到神起初创造人的那个旨意里头。
God will restore the fallen man into his original purpose who created man.
那神恢复的工作什么时候完成呢？
And when God finished his restoration.
感谢主，今天早晨在主的饼杯当中，我们在那里一同的庆祝，一同念主在十字架上所完成的这个救恩。
And pray when we have a communion service, we will celebrate the work that he done.
当主耶稣在十字架说成了。
When Lord on the cross, he says it is finished.
我们看见神救赎的工作就已经完成。
That his salvation has done.
我们的主他就进入了那个安息。
Our Lord and entered his rest.
而今天主借着希伯来书也劝勉我们。
So through the book of Hebrew, he exhorts us.
他说我们要竭力的进入这个安息。
And we have to make every effort to enter the rest.
救恩主已经成就了。
The salvation has accomplished.
而今天我们属主的人的责任还是我们要竭力的来进入。
Our responsibility is we have to make all effort to enter the rest.
在这里讲到这个地点，讲到是一个池子，叫做毕士大。
Here is the location is called the Pool of Bethesda.
这希伯来文毕士大什么意思呢？
In Aramaic, what does Bethesda?
可能是讲到怜悯之家。
It is a house of mercy.
所以这个神迹在这个地点发生，是一个非常特别的一个对比。
The sign was performed here is a comparison.
毕士大是怜悯之家。
And the pool Bethesda means the house of mercy.
在这里看见人却没有蒙到神的怜悯。
But here we see people who did not receive the mercy of God.
这里头许多的瞎眼的、瘸腿的、血气枯干的病人。
There is many blind, lame, and paralyzed.
不仅没有神的怜悯。
They not only receive the mercy from God.
在这里我们看不见人的怜悯。
We don't see the mercy from people.
我们为什么知道呢？
Why do we know?
我们看见这个摊子在那里已经躺了38年。
We see this paralyzed man, he was lying there for 38 years.
为什么在这里池子这么附周围呢？会有这么多的病人聚集在这里呢？
Why there are so many people who were sick come?
这边呢有小字哈，中文圣经的小字，我们说，因为在当时呢，有一件事情就是说，他们看见有天使。他们有天使呢，来按时搅动这个池子的水。
And then there was a verse. It says because there was an angel who come here to stir the water.
所以说这些病人或者这些病人的家属，他们怎么知道说他们怎么看见说是有看见天使呢，还是没有看见
？And then how those paralyzed or those invalid people or their family see there was an angel there to stir the water?
我想从圣经里头我们看不出来他们。他们凭什么知道说是有天使来做这件事
？We can't tell from the Bible, and how do they see there's an angel there still?
但我想他们看见一个现象。
But I see they probably see a phenomenon.
他们看见啊，到了一个时候啊，那个池子的水呢，好像开始在那里被搅动的一个情形。
They will see at a certain time the water will stir.
那然后呢，不管是谁哈，手那水开始动的时候呢，第一个跳到水里头去的，他就得着痊愈。
And then later, no matter what, when the water was, if the person who's jumping into the water, they will be healed.
所以我想啊，在天使 这个下来找弄水这个部分呢，很可能是人想出来的。
Maybe it's from people's imagination. That's the angel come to stir water.
我们知道那个我们人不知道为什么，不管信神不信神的人啊，都常常喜欢幻想一些这个灵界的事情。
No matter we believe God or not, we all sometimes know there is something in the spiritual world.
当然，这边他们说很有可能是天使。受差役的天使呢下来做这件事。
They say maybe it's God sent angel came.
那有个事实是他们知道的，也是他们相信的。
But they believe one fact.
他们的确看见那头一个人进到那水的进到水里头，他就得着痊愈了。
But the one who first jumped into the water will be healed.
在这里有许多在当时啊。得了那些在当时是绝症的这些病人。
And then, so at that time, so many people who was deadly ill.
无论是瞎眼的，无论是瘸腿的，无论是血气枯干的，他们从医生那里得不着医治。
And no matter who was blind, lame, or paralyzed, they couldn't be a doctor.
但这个池，这第四大池，然后他们最后一线的盼望。
But the pool Bethesda will be their last hope.
这样，通通那些绝症病人啊，通通到这里来了。
So all the deadly ill people, they all come here.
但是那天主耶稣也来到这个第四大池旁。
And then that day, Lord came to the pool Bethesda.
圣经告诉我们，这里躺着一个在那里病了38年的瘫子。
And the Bible tells us there is a paralyzed who lied there for 38 years.
这个病人，这30多年的时间在那里，我想他的心情是如何？
We can imagine how did he feel?
他知道这个必士大池是他最后的盼望。
He knew this pool Bethesda is his last hope.
他也相信，如果他能够第一个当水动的时候，他能够第一个进去的话，他的腿也能够好起来。
He believed that if he can jump into the water when the water stirred first, he will be healed.
但是38年之久。
That took him 38 years. He wasn't healed.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为没有人把他抬到那水里头。
Because no one carried him into the water.
因为其他人可能是瞎眼的。
Because maybe others were blind.
其他人可能是有各种各式各样不同的病。
And maybe they have other diseases.
那瞎眼虽然看不见池在哪里。
Even though the blind couldn't see where the pool was.
他有很多机会可以问人，可以做那个计划，怎么样能够在第一时间能够进到水里头去。
But he had time and chance to ask people and to plan how to jump in there in the first time.
大家听到周围人可以讲啊，那个水动了。
If he hear people say the water stirred.
这瞎眼的随便，他只要凭那个方向，他往那池子跑就对了。
The blind man can just run towards the pool.
就算跌呢，他也能够第一个跌到水里头去。
Even he fell, he will fall into the water.
他腿还能够动。
Because he can walk.
但这个瘫子。
But he's a paralyzed man.
他哪儿都去不了。
He can't go anywhere.
那我们看见在这里，没有任何一个人怜悯他。
It says there's no one help him.
来把他在第一时间。抬到那个水里头。
Lowering into the water at the first time.
为什么呢？因为人都是自私的。
Because men are all selfish.
每个人都盼望得到痊愈。
And then every of them they want to be healed.
所以就客观条件来讲，这个瘸子是最不可能能够第一个进到水里头得到痊愈。
Objectively, and this paralyzed man, it was impossible for him to jump into the water the first time.
他就成为一个在那里受捆绑的一个人。
He was the one who was bounded.
他受怎么样的捆绑呢？
What kind of bondage?
就看见说，他虽然知道他如何能够蒙痊愈，
Even though he knew he will be healed,
但是呢，他却没有办法达到得着这个痊愈。
But there's no way for him to reach that healing.
那里面我觉得这也常常是我们今天基督徒属灵的一个病。
And this is one of our sickness. In spiritual way.
我们知道圣经中许多的真理。
We know many truths in the Bible.
我们就知道妻子要说服丈夫。
We know wives are to subject to a husband.
我们也都知道丈夫妻子。
And husbands, and we love our wives.
我就用我们弟兄刚刚分享这个买车这个的见证。
I will use a testimony for our brother just had an institute to buy a car.
为什么夫妻之间会有争执呢？
Why there's an argument between husband and wife?
如果我们觉得我们的想法是比较差的，是比较 不好的。
If we know our idea wasn't so good,
我想我们就不会坚持了。
We probably will not insist.
为什么夫妻会有争执呢？
Why each of them insist?
就是因为我们觉得我们的想法、我们的看法是比较好的。
Because we think our ideas, our opinions are right.
就像刚刚讲了。关于买车的事情。
Brother just talked about the issue of buying a car.
我是学理工的。
I study science.
我总是懂得比学文科的对车子懂得多吧。
I think I know more about car than the people who studied social science.
我开车开了八年。
I've been driving for 8 years.
总比开车两年的更有经验吧。
At least I have more experience for the one who just drive 2 years.
所以这个时候你发现我们这个听力在那里。就有所求。
And then you see our natural life, you just insist.
而且我们坚持的时候呢，他觉得很有道理。
When we insist, we think we are reasonable.
虽然圣灵要借着主的话语来提醒我们。
Even though the Holy Spirit through the words of God will remind us.
说丈夫要爱妻子，就像基督爱教会，为教会舍己。
It says the husband ought to love your wives like Christ loved his church and then to give his life to church.
所以这是我们属灵上的一个问题。
This is a problem in our spiritual life. We know the word from the Lord.
我们知道主的命令。
We know the commandment from the Lord.
我们知道主的心意。
We know the heart desire of the Lord.
但是我们却常常怎么样？我们却做不到。
What do we do? We can't do it.
我们就像是在这里躺了38年的瘫子一样。
We are like the paralyzed man lying there for 38 years.
我们的骄傲就像那个褥子一样把我们捆绑住了。
Our pride is like the mat, it's banded us.
我们的自尊就像那个褥子一样把我们捆绑住了。
Our self-esteem is like the mat us.
我们在那里讲是非论对错的这个坚持就像褥子。把我们给捆绑住了。
When we use our opinions, it's just like the mat bind us.
所以很有可能夫妻结婚38年了。
Maybe this couple married for 38 years.
他们对以弗所书都非常的熟悉。
Maybe they're all familiar about the book of Ephesians.
他们甚至都讲过这样的信息。
And they maybe probably preach the message.
但是这个天然生命的肉体，就像那个面在那褥子一样。把我们给捆绑住。
But our natural flesh is just like the mat that binds us.
叫我们不能遵照主的话语而行。
So that we cannot do things according to the words from the Lord.
所以在这里我们看见这个摊子在那里受到他一个就受了这样的一个捆绑。
We see the bondage that this paralyzed man has.
他虽然知道，但是他却行不出来。
Even though he knew, but he couldn't do it.
所以在那里我们看见因为这个捆绑他就没有安息了。
Because of this bondage, he could not enter the rest.
为什么我们知道没有安息呢？
Why do we not have rest?
那一天是安息日。
Because that day was Sabbath.
我想在摊子心里头在想的是。
And then what this paralyzed man?
想着说这个水是可以再动呢。
And then when this water will be stirred?
想着说什么时候可以再进到这个第一个进到这个水池里头得到痊愈。
And then when I can jump into the water, the first chance that I will be cured.
什么时候我能够脱离这个褥子的捆绑呢？
And then when I can be out of the bondage of the mat.
弟兄姐妹，什么时候在我们身上有捆绑？
Whenever there is a bondage.
什么时候我们就不能享受神所应许的安息？
And then whenever we couldn't enter the rest of the Lord.
什么时候在我们身上还有捆绑？
Whenever there is a bondage.
什么时候我们就不能够彰显主荣耀的见证？
Then we could not glorify God's glory.
所以这里我们看见这个病人一个可怜的光景。
We see this pitiful situation of this sick man.
但感谢神的是，在那一天，这位行神迹的主耶稣来到了那里。
But praise the Lord, this the Lord who performed the miracle, he came here.
主看见他躺着，知道他病了许久，就问他说：“痊愈吗？”
When the Lord saw him and had learned that he was ill for a long time and he came, do you want to get well?
在这里我们看见这位怜悯人的主恢复了那怜悯之家的见证。
We see this merciful Lord, he restored the testimony of the house of the mercy.
主耶稣说人子来了乃是为了要拯救那失丧的人。
And the Lord says the Son of Man came in to save the lost one.
当主来问这位躺了38年的病人说你要痊愈吗？
When the Lord asked this paralyzed man who lay there for 38 years, do you want to get well?
其主自己知道他要叫他痊愈。
And the Lord knew he can heal him.
但当主来问他说你要痊愈吗的时候，
But when the Lord asked him, do you want to get well?
你看这个病人啊，他说了一大堆话。
And this paralyzed man speak bunch
他就用他的那个理性，就说水冻的时候呢，没有人把我放进去，所以呢，我正要去的时候，又有别人比我先去，所以呢，我没有办法得着。He
tried to explain why he could not. He said, when the water, no one helped me.
就主要是问他这个问题呢，其实。 原本只是希望得到一个很简单的一个答复就是了。When
Lord asking, Lord just supposed to have a simple answer.
就是说要。
Just say yes.
他就痊愈了。And then he will be healed。对，我们人常常像这个瘫子一样。
But we're all like this paralyzed man.
当主要叫我们痊愈的时候。
When Lord asks us, do we want to get well?
哎呀，我们跟主讲啊，哎呀，如果妻子这样这样这样的改变以后呢，哎，让我们的家就能够彰显主的见证。
And then I will explain it to Lord. If my wife will change, then this household will testify the Lord.
当主要把我们从这捆绑里头拯救出来的时候。
Or when the Lord has set us free from the bondage.
比方说。
For example,
我们每次聚会的时候，我们实在是盼望能够准时来到聚会当中。
We want to come to the gathering on time.
特别是主日早晨。
Especially in the Sunday morning.
在西南区就有个弟兄姊妹，他们做过这样的见证。
At West Office, there was a bunch of staff, they testified.
他们孩子也多。
Because they have many.
每天早上呢，要赶着来准时过敏聚会呢，就是很紧张。
They were very rushed to come to church every Sunday.
因为大人弄好快一点。
And then for adults, it's faster.
但是要把孩子弄好了，就常常就很多状况。
If they want to prepare the children, there will something issue come out.
所以呢，要能够准时参加波饼聚会呢，就成为一个挑战。
It's a challenge for them to come to the meeting on time.
所以在孩子的事情上呢，你看这个孩子啊，就成为我们参加聚会的一个捆绑。
And then the children sometimes is the bandage for us to come to.
因为弟兄常鼓励我们说，参加聚会要准时。
Because our brother always encourages to come to the gathering on time.
我们听了以后，我们也觉得也同意说，好，这个我知道，要准时参加波饼聚会。
We agree.
甚至于提早个5分钟、10分钟来到聚会，就是更合我们的心。
Even come here five minutes, 10 minutes early to prepare our hearts.
我们知道的非常清楚。
We know it clearly.
但是呢，在家里头啊，有一个褥子。
But there is a mat at house.
捆绑。
There is a bandage.
哎呀，什么捆绑呢？
What is it?
就是我们的孩子。
It's our children.
哎呀，这孩子还在睡觉啊。
The child is sleeping.
这孩子睡得这么甜。
He sleeps soundly.
哎呀，我们就舍不得了。
You don't want to wake him up.
哎呀，我们就想说，那等会儿吧，等会儿。
We just wait for a while.
然后呢，你发现我们知道要准时聚会，这是好的，这是对的。
We know it is right to come here on time.
这也是我们想要的。
This is what we want.
但是呢，却因为这捆绑呢，我们不能够。 来达到
But we cannot reach the goal because of the bandage.
所以当天在店里面，他们后来他们就想了一个方法。
And later on, this couple they had an idea.
他们靠着主的恩典呢，他们就在前一个晚上呢，就把这个孩子衣服啊都穿好了。
By the grace of God, they put the clothes on the first night.
就算到了早上呢，要离开家的那个时间到了，小孩还在睡觉。
Even though the child is still sleeping when they are supposed to leave.
也没有关系，就把孩子呢原封不动就把他拉出来了。
It doesn't matter. They just carry the car.
一个一个的，但还在睡的还在车上。
They're still sleeping in the car.
就能够准时的来到聚会当中。
So that we can come to the gathering on time.
当然，这个只是做法上的问题。
This is just a method.
这是一个例子。
But this is just an example.
所以，因为很多时候，我们的盼望能够活出主的见证。
Many times we hope we will have a testimony for the Lord.
无论在工作中，在家庭当中。
No matter at work, at home.
我们知道的非常清楚。
We know it clearly.
但在我们身上却有许多的捆绑。
But there is many bondage.
就像这个。 瘫子一样，他在那里受了捆绑，不能得着释放。
Like the bandage for this paralyzed man.
可能是我们的脾气。
Maybe it's our temper.
可能是我们的骄傲。
Maybe it's our pride.
可能是我们的不顺服。
Maybe it's our disobedience.
姐妹，这些都成为捆绑我们的事。
These are all can become our bondage.
但今天早晨主在这里要向我们说这样同样的话。
But Lord will speak us the same word.
主要问我们说。 你要痊愈吗？
Lord will ask us, do you want to get well?
你要从这捆绑里多年里头得着释放吗？
Do you want to be free from the bondage for so long?
愿我们不要像这个瘫子一样，跟主讲一大堆道理。
Let us not like this paralyzed man to reasoning to the Lord.
姐妹，我们当主这样子来问我们的时候，
When Lord asks us,
我们的答复应该是很简单的。
Our answer should be simple.
就是说主啊我要
Lord yes
我要脱离这捆绑我
I want to be out of the bondage.
我要能够进入神所应许的自由。
I would like to enter the freedom that the Lord promised me.
这是神儿女们自由的荣耀。
This is the glorious freedom.
弟兄姐妹，所以我们在这里愿意来学习这件事情。
Let us to learn from this.
今天不是我们能够脱离那些缠累我们、捆绑我们的。
It is not we are able to out of the bondage.
不管是一些的罪。
No matter its sins.
不管是这世界的引诱。
All the temptation from the world.
甚至于是我们这个己。
All us.
我们的天然的生命。
Our natural life.
就像刚刚弟兄告诉我们的。
Like our brothers just told.
常常需要主来拯救。
We need Lord saves us.
需要主来释放我们。
We need him set us free.
让我们从这一切的捆绑里头能够被释放出来。
So that we'll be set free from all this bondage.
所以在这里，当主耶稣对这个瘫子说：“你要痊愈吗
？”When the Lord says to this paralyzed man, "Do you want to get well?"
那当这个他们讲了这许多的话
，After this paralyzed man reason，
主就对他说：“起来，拿起你的褥子，走吧。
”Lord said to him, "Get up, pick up your mat and walk."
我们看见在这里，主说话了。
And we see here, Lord speaks.
而当主说话的时候，他的生命就从他的话语就释放出来。
When Lord speaks.The life will release from his words.
主的生命就叫这个瘫子，瘫了三十八年的瘫子，他立刻可以起来行走。
The word from the Lord will immediately let this paralyzed man who lie there for 38 years will walk immediately.
所以我们看见主的生命乃是一个释放的生命。
The life is the life of freedom.
他能够把我们从捆绑当中出来。
He will set us free from our bondage.
所以也是一个安息的生命。
He is rest.
他能够把我们带进神所应许的那个安息。
He will guide us unto the rest that God promised.
叫神的荣耀能够从我们身上能够彰显出来。
So that the God's glory will reveal through us.
不过你在这里看见，当这个主的生命借着他的话，临到了这个三十八年的瘫子身上。
When the words of the Lord come to this paralyzed man.
看见这个瘫子就脱离那捆绑他的褥子。
And then this paralyzed man, he was out of his bondage, his mat.
从前他受这个褥子的捆绑。
Before he was bound by the mat.
无论褥子在哪里，这摊子得在哪里。
Where the mat was, he has to be there.
因为那个褥子呢，是这个摊子的安息的地方。
Because the mat was the resting place for this paralyzed man.
躺在那个褥子上面呢，哎呀，他就可以暂时得着了暂时的安息。
When he lie on the mat, and he will temporarily have the rest.
那今天当释放了他
，But today Lord set him free.
他起来成为一个自由的人。
He can get a walk, become a free man.
他能够自由的来行走。
He can walk freely.
而他却拿着那个褥子。
But he took his mat.
看见那个褥子呢？从今以后呢？这褥子跟着他走。
And then from now on, the mat followed him.
他成为一个自由的人。
And he has freedom.
今天主也是同样的要释放我们。
And the same as today, Lord will set us free.
比方说我们的工作。
For example, set us free from our works.
主要把我们从工作中释放出来。
He will set us free from our works.
就是说，更准确的说，来从工作的捆绑里头释放出来。
More accurately, He will set us free from the bondage of our works.
什么意思呢
？What does it mean?
有的时候，我们的工作就像那褥子一样捆绑了我们。
Sometimes our works are just like the mat bind us.
他工作到哪里，我们人也要跟着到那里。
We just follow our works.
在当有一天主把我们从工作中的捆绑里头释放出来之后
And then one day after the Lord set us free from the bondage of our works
你看见我们工作就不再成为我们的捆
And our works will no longer become our bondage
叫我们能够自由地来跟随我们的主
So we can follow our Lord
而我们的工作呢就像这个褥子一样乃是跟着我们
And our work just like the mat it just follow us
然后在过去我记得在好多年前有一段时间休斯顿的就业市场非常的不景气。
And I remember many years ago, the job market wasn't good.
在我西南区就业当中，有几位弟兄他们在工作上面也发生难处。
There are a couple of brothers, and then they have difficulties in their works.
那当他们在寻求工作的时候，一直很努力找都找不到合适的工作。
When they searched jobs, they couldn't find one.
虽然后来在外地有一些工作的机会
and there are a couple of opportunities and from out of, in other states
但是我们的弟兄在主面前他们寻求祷告之后他们 觉得主的带领还是应该留在休斯顿。
But after they pray and then after they see the rule of God, and they think they need to stay in Houston.
他们有的在这里没有工作九个月的时间。
And some of them they are out of job for 9 months.
有的一年的时间。
And some of them for a year.
等他们愿意跟随主的带领。
But they were willing to follow the guidance of the Lord.
我们看见他们就从工作的捆绑里头脱离出来。
And they were set free from the bondage of the Lord.
他们能够自由地来跟随主的带领。
You see, they can follow God's guidance freely.
他不会因为在佛罗里达有工作，他就跑到那里去。
And he will not go to Florida because there was a job.
他乃是来寻求、来跟随主在他身上的带领。
But he is seek and follow the guidance of the Lord.
我们看见这几位的弟兄，过这些年来在聚会当中就能够非常的很好的进那服事的功用。
And then we see after many years those brothers they serve the Lord.
所以我们看见我们实在是需要主来使我们痊愈。
And then we know we need the Lord to let us get well.
这个痊愈一方面也是叫我们能够脱离那一切捆绑。
This healing it is let us on the one hand out of the bondage.
我再做一个见证，有一位弟兄，他从前是烟瘾很大的。
There was another testimony from a brother, and then he smoked a lot before.
从前他们家里头是开餐馆。
Because they have a business to open a restaurant.
抽烟就上瘾了。
And then so he was addicted.
就上瘾就像那个就被捆绑了。
And it's just like a bandage.
后来也知道那个结婚生孩子以后知道抽烟不好。
And then after he got married, has a kid, and then he know to smoke is no good.
还有多次多方想要脱离这个捆绑。
By many times, by many ways to try to out of the bondage.
一次一次的尝试呢，却经历一次一次的失败。
He tried, but he failed many times.
然后他信主了。
After he received the Lord.
那他也没有特别想到这件事，因为已经放弃了。
Because he gave up.
直到有一天。
Until one day.
不晓得他是不是在灵里头主向他说了这句话。
I don't know if the Lord spoke to him.
是不知道是不是有一天主问他说你要痊愈吗
？I don't know if the Monday asked him, "Do you want to get well?"
对，我们弟兄所经历到的一件事情。
But our brother,
他从前用各式的方式要戒烟，戒了有时候戒几个礼拜，这个几个月都失败。
He tried many ways to try to quit smoke for a couple of weeks or a month. But one day,
不一定是安息日。
And probably it's not on Sabbath.
有一天突然间。
But when they, all of a sudden,
主就使他痊愈。
And then God healed him.
他就脱离了那缠累他的那个烟瘾。
And he was out of the bondage from the smoking.
就像这个瘸子一样。
It's like this paralyzed
man. 在那个时候。
At that moment.
他就痊愈了。
He was cured.
他就再也不想抽烟了。
He didn't want to smoke anymore.
哎，闻到烟味他还觉得恶心。
And when he smelled the smoke, then he just feel disgusting.
那姐妹，今天在你我的身上。
Today, on you or me?
是否有什么样的事情是捆绑我们
？Is there anything bound us?
是不是有什么样的罪是捆绑我们多年
？Is there any sin bound us many years?
是有什么样的世界的吸引捆绑了我们多年
？Is there temptation from the world bound us?
今天主要问我们说，你要痊愈吗
？Lord will ask us, do you want to get well?
对，主不是问我们说，你有没有能力。
The Lord didn't ask us, "Do you have any ability?"
主也不是看我们意志是不是够坚强。
And Lord is not see it if we have a strong will.
主乃是问我们说，你要不要痊愈
？But He asked us, "Do you want to get well?"
因为他有能力使我们痊愈。
Because He has power, He is able to heal us.
所以我们实在是需要主来问我们这个问题。
We need Lord ask us this question.
而且我们也当预备好我们的心。
We need to prepare our hearts.
我们实在是愿意脱离那捆绑我们的一切缠累。
And then truly, we would like to out of the bondage.
好叫我们能够享受那个安息。
So that we will enjoy the rest.
那我们要脱离这个捆绑呢？其实这件事主已经成就了。
To out of the bondage, actually, it has accomplished by the Lord.
罗马书告诉我们，当我们受浸归入基督的时候。
Because the book of Romans tells us when we baptized into the Christ.
我们借着这个洗礼，但是更准确的讲，受浸。
And more accurately through baptism.
我们已经归入他的死。
We were entering his death.
我已经和他一同埋葬。
We buried with him.
在我们一举一动有新生的生活。
That in our every way in our life is new.
就像基督借着父的荣耀从死里复活一样。
It's like by the glory of the Father and Jesus resurrected.
所以罗马书告诉我们说，我们在 死在形状上与他联合。
The Romans tell us if we unified with him with his death.
我们也要在他复活的形状上，也要在他复活生命大能上来经历这个痊愈。
We also will resurrect with his unified with his resurrection and will experience his healing power.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为老师告诉我们，因为我们知道我们救人已经与他一同。
Because the book of Romans tells us because we, our old flesh was crucified with him.
就不再做罪的奴隶。
We're no longer slaves of sin.
罪虽然还在我们肉身里头。
Even sin is in our flesh.
但是我们借着与基督的联合呢，我们与罪已经了。
But through the unification with the Christ, we are already out of the sin.
因为已死的人脱离了罪。
Because the dead man is honest.
罪虽然在里头可以发动命令叫我们犯罪。
Even sin can order us to admit.
但是我们已经与基督同死同埋葬也同复活。
But we died, buried, and resurrected with Christ.
所以我们可以拒绝，我们可以不受这罪的捆绑。
So that we are no longer be bounded by the sins.
我们可以享受那神儿女们自由的荣耀。
And we can enjoy the glorious freedom.
所以罗马书第六章是非常宝贵非常重要的一段圣经。
Romans chapter 6 is very precious.
早晨我没有时间能够来多看。
We don't have time to discuss more.
我们请你们记得四件事情是我们在生活中如何来经历与基督同死同埋葬一同复活。
But we need to remember four things that we die, we bury, and we resurrect with Christ.
我就用了四个字。
Just four words.
也多了我们也不记得。
If more, we can remember.
四个字
Four words
第一就是要知道
First of all to know
知道我们已经与基督同死同埋葬
No we already died and buried with him
第二我们要第二要相信
And second believe
知第二是相信就是信
First one is to know Second is to believe
第三呢中文圣经翻译成看自己是死的
And then thirdly the Chinese word is regard
但是他们原文的意思呢，乃是 count， 就是算那个计算， oh. 算一加一等于二，就算数学。
Originally, it's to count.
第四呢，乃是奉献的献。
And then fourthly, is to consecrate.
就是我们一方，我们第一要知道，我们与基督已经同死同埋葬。
First of all, we need to know that we will die and bury with Christ.
这个没有问题。
There's no problem.
第二，我们要信。
Secondly, we believe.
我们要相信这是神借着耶稣基督在十字架成就的救恩的一个果效。
We need to believe this is the function that from the salvation.
主耶稣死了，我们也死了。
Lord died, we died.
主耶稣复活，我们也复活。
He raised up, we raised up.
这必须是在信心里头。
This is must be in faith.
在生活当中，我们必须要来看自己，来自己是死的。
And in our life, we have to count ourselves as a dead man.
为什么我说用算比较好
？And I think why it's a better way to.
在我们看我们自己的话
，If we look at ourselves,
我们现在就常常觉得说，哎呀，我怎么救人哪有死啊
？And then we will see, then our old man didn't die.
那弟兄们经历，买个车，你看救人又活了。
Like our brother, when you're buying a car, you see our old man was alive again.
所以我们用看的话呢，常常会看错。
If we look at ourselves, we will look at wrong. But if we count,
就像我们算一加一等于二。
If we like we do addition, one plus one is two.
怎么算都不会错。
And when you count, it won't be wrong.
耶稣死了。
And Jesus died.
我也死了。
I died too.
这个算就很容易算。
And then it's easy to count.
第四呢，还是把自己。身体献上当作活祭
We offer our body as a living sacrifice
就天天的更新我们的奉献
We renew our consecration
因为我旧人已经与基督同死
Because our old flesh has died with Christ
如今活着不再是我
I'm no longer live by myself
旧人不能够在这个肉身活
And the dead man will not be live
旧人 old man
The old man will not be
live 新人乃是基督在我这个肉要活出来
But the new man Christ will live through our flesh
当我们能够这样子借着主所成就的救恩
And then through the salvation that Lord accomplished
我们能够在经历在死的形状上与主联合
We will experience the unification with his death
我们就能在复活的形状上来经历与主的联合
So that we will experience the unification with his resurrection
叫我们能够脱离那捆绑我们的罪
So that we can be out of the bondage which is from the sins
叫我们能够脱离这世界的吸引
We will be out of the temptation from the world
能够脱离我们的天然己的骄傲败坏
We will be out of the pride from ourselves
叫我们能够进入那个神儿女们的自由
And then we will enter the freedom that the Lord gave his children.
接着马太福音主就告诉我们那条路。
So in Matthew, the Lord tells us the way.
主说，你们要到我这里来，就必得安息。
Lord says, you come before me, you will receive rest.
都烦劳苦担重担的，到我这里来。
So come to me, all you are weary and unburdened.
兄姐妹，今天在我们身上每一件捆绑我们的事情，都是我们的重担。
And then each bondage is our burden.
都叫我们劳苦。
And then it labored us.
可能是好的事情。
Maybe it's something good.
可能是我们的学业。
Maybe it's our study.
我们的工作。
Our works.
我们的前途。
Our future.
甚至是我们的健康。
Maybe our health.
我们的儿女。
Our children.
当他们成为我们的劳苦，成为我们重担的时候，那就是捆绑我们的。
When they become our burden, our labor, that is our bondage.
主说可以到我这里来。
And Lord says, come to me.
他必使我们得安息。
He must give us rest.
兄姐妹，我们今天信主，我们今天已经受浸归主的人。
We believe in the Lord. We were baptized into His name.
我们是已经得着神所赐给我们这个安息了。
We already received the rest that Lord gave us.
在生活当中，我们好像常常能够享受这个安息。
But in reality, sometimes it seems we don't enjoy the rest.
所以创世我们说，请你柔和谦卑。
So the Lord says, I'm gentle and humble.
他说你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
And then take my yoke and learn from me.
主说这样你们心里就必得享安息。
And Lord says, then you will find rest in your souls.
这就是在我们生活每天生活当中我们所应当经历的。
This is what are to experience.
我们停在地位上，我们进入神的安息。
Not only we enter the rest of the Lord in position.
我们不仅在神的应许上，我们得着了这个安息。
But not only we receive the rest by His promise.
主还要带领我们在我们生活当中来享受他所赐给我们的这个安息。
But the Lord will guide us in our lives. We will enjoy the rest.
虽然说这个心里呢，来指着我们的魂。
And this is talking about our souls.
弟兄姐妹，今天你我，我们的生活当中，我们魂里头有安息吗
？Do we find rest in our souls?
我们是不是当我们孩子一出生的时候
，When our child was born，
我们就受了捆绑了
？And we are bonded.
我们想着将来他要上哈佛大学
，We will think he must go to Harvard.
一年学费要60,000块
，And then the tuition is 60,000 a year.
4年24万。
It will be 240,000 for 4 years.
还要念医学院再4年。
And then another 4 years in medical school.
弟兄姐妹，这就成为我们的劳苦，我们的重担。
That is our labor and our weary and our burden.
我们的捆绑。
That's our bondage.
我们怎么能够享受那个安息
？And how can we enjoy the rest?
然后主说，你们要负我的轭，学我的样式。
But the Lord says, that you have to take my yoke and learn from me.
我们的魂在我们生活当中要能够享受这个安息的秘诀在哪里
？What's the secret if our souls will enjoy the rest?
就是学习主的样式。
That is to learn from Him.
主说他心里柔和谦卑。
Because He says He is gentle and humble in heart.
我姐妹，我们必须要叫主的生命在我们里头成为我们的这样的一个性情。
We need let the Lord's life become our characters.
叫我们能够像主那样的柔和谦卑。
That we will be gentle and humble like Him.
能够顺服在主所量给我们的环境里头。
So we will obey the circumstance that He measures to us.
这是苦难的环境。
Even with suffering.
我们能够服在神大能的手下。
We will obey in His mighty hands.
我们看见那还没有死的人，他会忧愁的。
We know the person who hasn't died yet will worry.
那还没有死的人呢，他会痛苦的。
The man who hasn't died will have pain.
但是你有看过哪一个已死的人，他还忧愁吗
？Have you ever seen any dead man worry?
你还看见过哪个已死的人，他还会痛苦吗
？Have you ever seen a dead man be very painful?
弟兄姐妹，我们的忧愁、我们的痛苦，都是因着我们还活在救人的生命里头。
If we worry, if we have burden, that means because we still live in our old life.
因为我们若能够活在这个新的生命里头。
If we live in a new life.
我们能够活在主耶稣的生命里。
If we live in the life of the Lord.
我们就能够像他一样柔和谦卑。
We will be able to be like him, gentle.
我们能够在神大能所量给我们一切的环境。
We weigh all the circumstances and measures to us.
我们就不会像保罗那样子来用脚踢刺。
We will not like Paul. We will kick thorn.
主对保罗说：“你用脚踢刺是难的。”
The Lord said to Paul, "It is hard to kick the thorn."
弟兄姐妹，今天在神儿女们身上所发生的一切事情。
Everything happened to us.
每一件事情
Each of them.
都是主所量过
That is the Lord has measured.
当然有些事情是我们总不喜欢的
And of course some of them we don't like it.
我们就想要用脚踢刺
We try to kick it.
但主说用脚踢刺是难的
The Lord says it's hard to kick the thorn.
愿主来帮助我们。
May Lord help us.
叫我们能够像他一样，心里柔和谦卑。
So we'll be gentle and humble in heart like him.
我们能够服下来。
We'll be obeyed.
你发现我们就能够从那忧愁的里头被释放出来。
We will discover we'll be set free from our worry.
我们也会从那痛苦的里头被释放出来。
We will be released from the pain.
我们就能够享受。在主里面的安息
We will enjoy the rest in the Lord
同学们唯有在我们能够活在主的安息里头的时候
And when we live in the rest of the Lord
人看见我们才能够看见主见证
And when people see they will see the testimony for the Lord
人来到我们中间才能够看见主自己的荣耀
When people come among us they will see the glory of the Lord among us
同学们我们需要从主得着痊愈
We are to be healed by the Lord
我们需要从捆绑里头被释放出来
We need to be set free from our bondage
我们需要进入神的安息
We need enter the rest of the Lord
我们需要享受神
We need to enjoy His rest.
好叫神的见证能够从我们个人、从我们的家中、从我们聚会当中能够被人看见。
So that the testimony will be seen from ourselves, from individual, from our family, from our church.
我们一起低头再有点。
Let's bow and pray.
我们实在是何等需要你的恩典
Lord, how we need your mercy
我们何等需要你实在是用恩典来带领我们越过我们一切的软弱
May your grace and let us to overcome weaknesses
我们求你亲自再把这些残缺的话语再说在我们每个人的
May you speak to our hearts
叫我们能够仿佛那天那摊子一样能够听见你所对我们说的话
And like that paralyzed man, we will hear your words
说你要痊愈吗
And then you will ask us, do you want to get well?
主啊，我们何等愿意
How we will?
我们何等愿意能够从那一切捆绑我们的事情能够脱离
We are willing to be set free
我们何等渴望能够进入你所应许给我们的安息
How we hope to enter the rest that you promised to us
因此求你真是向我们的心继续的说话
Lord, we ask you to speak to our hearts
让你来使我们痊愈
make it well
let
us out of the bondage let us enter the rest
主啊叫你在我们身上的托付所能够完早一日的成就
so that your entrustment will be fulfilled
叫人能够看见你自己荣耀的见证
so that people will see to see your glorious testimony
听我们祷告奉主耶稣基督的名
hear our prayer in Jesus' name Amen, Amen.